Also next week, I will be having a much better cocktail.
Good.
And by I love you all, I mean I love most of you. Actually, I hate most of you, but I love some of you. So
we don't like Kim Beaver. We like Kim Beaver, though.
I don't like Kim Beaver. I think she's a waste
you
of human.
You love Kim Beaver.
I want our
you?
First call to be from Kim Beaver.
She is
Me
a waste
too.
Of human
I
want to
know what
DNA.
Kim Beaver's voice sounds like.
No, she's not calling. I forbid it. I forbid.
You know what to do.
I forbid that telephone call. Kim and Big Fatty. If Big Fatty tries to call into this program, I'm deleting it. I forbid both of them. Okay. Okay, ladies. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
No, she's not calling. I forbid it.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One. This is episode 1869 of the BFO for two. I say Tuesday, the 24th of March, 2015. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I got a list. It's going to be a full show. Big Fatty, kind of like your colon. Hello, home poopas. Big Fatty is Dr. Stone. Listen, I believe he probably is. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're home poopas today because, you know, Dr. Stone is the world's most, you know, he's an authority on home pooping. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I bring him up because, y'all, I was listening to that Dubious Intentions. Y'all, he sent him a telegram. y'all, I didn't know you could still send telegrams, but Big Fatty, did it go by Pony Express? I don't have any idea if it went by Pony Express or not. But y'all, I can assure you that the telegram got to Dubious Intention faster than that Tristan from over there at the Weekly Rewind, much faster than him getting his voice letter set up. Big Fatty, be nice now. Okay, I guess I have to be nice to Tristan today. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the 24th of March, 2015, y'all, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal. You heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, you know, he loves the vodka, but most of the time drinks the Budweiser. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, he is up there in the New York City. Y'all, it is the one and only Tristan. He is the host, one of the hosts of the Weekly Rewind little show, and y'all, you heard him talking about it at the beginning of today's little show. So y'all, if you see Tristan on the face space or the Twitty, y'all wish him a happy birthday. And Big Fatty, rather than him having carbs from a Betty Crocker product, I'm just going to wish that he has a big old bottle of vodka.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello.
Bacon.
Okay, you little fart knockers, chubby talkers, nudists,
and everyone else out there, Cracker People, lovey. Don't ruin my birthday present for Daniel Bieber. Pick up the phone right now. Dial 206-337-1438 and wish him a happy birthday. Please, please, I'm begging you, please. I promise I won't beg you to do anything else for the rest of the month.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it sounds like, of course, that is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. And it sounds like we might be getting a few extra calls here at the Fat Cave, Poodle. Yes, Big Fatty, people just respond to Bacon. That's why it's so popular. Yes.
Big Fatty, it's me. Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
So, just a quick report. One, I said that Guru Nudie gets the prize. I repeat, Guru Nudie gets the prize. And he's not holding his breath, so you can wait until he moves. Second, the Cinderella was a very lovely movie. I wouldn't recommend it if you're expecting something great, but it was lovely. But the frozen shortest beginning was the best part. And thirdly, I am on my way for the birthday hootenanny for the good dentist. And, you know, I don't believe you've ever actually met the good dentist, except that you have 45 times. You just always forget that you have. But Dr. Stone knows him, and I'm sure he thinks he's lovely. And I'm also with Dr. Stone's super secret lover, even though I think they broke up, or one of them put a hex on the other one. I'm not really sure. But that's why I am traveling this weekend. And I'm not giving you a Barbara Boulevard report. One, because I barely left the Charleston in the middle of the after airport. There is some bad behavior up ahead. I barely left the Charleston. But I have a big doings. Big Fatty, I am spending the night in the memory lane. So I will be staying the evening there in the memory lanes. And so I was wondering, is there anything I should go to look for, like plaques, like Big Fatty farted here, or Big Fatty had that lovely portrait of himself that hangs over the guest bed painted here. So anyway, you're fat, and I'm sure I'll pester you a lot. Gotta run. I've got to go listen to something that's not boring. Okay, bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that of course is old Vader. And Vader, first of all, thank you so much for the call. I know you're behind schedule in getting down there to the memory lane exit down there at Ormond Beach, Florida. You know, that's about 6 miles north of the Daytona. And, Veda, even though you're already back in Charleston now when you're hearing this, I might suggest that you go to Billy's Pub, or to Julian's Steakhouse. Big Fatty, both of them are just lovely. They're probably not open anymore, but... anyway, but you know, those were a couple of the hangouts where the Fat Family would go, where the Hats would go when Big Fatty lived down there in the Ormond Beach. Big Fatty, how do you remember that? And you can't remember to you know, yes.
Hello. Bacon.
Hey, Fart, it's Bacon. When the wind blows in New York City, chandeliers sway. And when the wind blows in South Dakota, my curtains, seriously, curtains, they don't even belong on this kind of door. What is it? A sliding door? Anyway, I have like these five ugly, my husband decorated, whatever. So anyway, the curtains are like flowing, whatever it's called. All right. So anyway, my mother mailed a card to me for my birthday, and she mailed it on February 27th, and I just got it today. So nothing like 21 days of travel from, what's it called, where did she live? Nevada to Aberdeen, but that's okay. It seems like it's taking even longer for lipstick to travel from Arkansas to South Dakota. So I should probably get that by, July, maybe. So anyway, happy birthday, Daniel. No, this isn't my birthday, Daniel. That's what y'all call him. give you that one next week. Or maybe tomorrow. I can't do it right after this because then these two messages will be addendums to another, and then they may or may not be counted as one. And I've got my tally out, and I'm keeping track. But anyway, what I called to tell you about is that in the in the envelope was a $100 bill, a Benjamin, if you will. And so when I went to post a picture of my Benjamin on Facebook, because, you know, I'm really excited because, you know, I might have Benjamins, I might go to the bank, and I might take money out, but that's not my money to spend. That's like the household money. Like every penny I make for my job is like to support the cause, you know, and the cause is the house and the kids and stuff like that. So anyway, I don't really consider I don't consider a penny of the money mine, even the stuff that I find in the cushions, because then I turn that into a prize and I'm giving it away or whatever. So anyway, I go to take a picture of the Benjamin. I take the picture while I'm in the Facebook app, and I have to belch really bad. So anyway, I take the picture in the Facebook app, and I go to post it, and it automatically tags Guru. I told you I had the burp. Anyway, it automatically tags Guru, and I just think that's adorable. So, like, Guru is our $100 man. So Guru will now be known as the $100 man. Okay. Bye, guys. Gotta go spend my $100.
Yeah, guys, y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. You might want to see an internist about that belching, though, unless, of course, you had Mexican food, which would explain that. But it's a good thing that, you know, you were able to release that. Maybe it was vulgar. Did I hear correctly that Miss Bacon said she was getting her tally out? Big Fatty, that is vulgar too. Y'all didn't even know Miss Bacon had a tally. Big Fatty, now you're getting very vulgar. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, now I'm just going to finish out the little show today. Y'all, first of all, I've gotten several e-letters. Y'all, you know, Liam, Karani Umbra, you know, he called last week a couple of times, and y'all, that prompted a swift e-letter from my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, down there in the future, and he says, a burger herder, I think Liam's voice is really very distinct. Either that or he is laying it on thick. I've not heard a man around here with such a thick accent. See if you can find out where he is from. I reckon he is from up north. And y'all, I think there might be a little bit of jealousy here. Because Straight Bob posted, he says, I really hope Liam isn't straight, because this could get real ugly quick. And Liam, let us know where you're from, and if you like to suck the dick or not. Beep! Ready, please! Anyway, y'all, speaking of e-letters, you know, Brian over there in the Japan, Mexico, y'all got a nice little note from him. It says, Burger Friday, poodle, yes, Big Fatty, that's me, Squeaky Kitty and Squeaky Gentleman Caller. I am much remiss for not thanking you sooner for the birthday and first wedding anniversarium. Shout outs on your little show last month. I deeply appreciate being remembered on the little show, and I'd like to let Poodle, Big Fatty, what does he want to let me know? I'd like to let Poodle know that this is the first year I've ever had three birthday cakes. Big Fatty had three? Poodle must have some sort of cake magic. Big Fatty, I have had cake magic for the whole of my life. Best wishes and good luck with the move to the new fat villa, Brian, in the Japan, Mexico. Brian, thank you so much for that. Y'all, you know Mean Keen. Mean Keen up there in the Washington, D.C. Y'all, you know, he enjoys the sports ball like Big Fatty. And y'all, his bracket has been busted. His bracket has been busted. And y'all, he had Virginia Vagina going against Kentucky in the And the finals, well, Virginia's out, y'all. So, anyway, at least Big Fatty has Duke and Kansas in the finals, and Kansas is out. So he's got one. He's got Kentucky in the finals, and Big Fatty's got Duke in the finals. But our opponents are out, so y'all, it's just been a bracket busting kind of year. Yes, Big Fatty. But Ming Keen, yes, it's lovely to see your bracket, Big Fatty. When you say it, it sounds vulgar. Y'all, I don't know if y'all know this or not, but Big Fatty has a collection. I may have talked about this before, a collection of Santa Clauses. And y'all, it's not the traditional red-suited Santa Claus. It's the character through history and through in various cultures that represents Santa Claus or Father Christmas or whatever. And y'all, I have a collection of these. These are about 12-inch tall figurines that I've collected over the years. And y'all, you know, with Big Fatty moving to the Fat Villa, I've got to, and I've got them on display in a case here at the Fat Cave. But y'all, I have these giant boxes, and the boxes are probably, 18 inches tall and a foot wide. A foot wide and probably 10 inches deep. And, but y'all, each one of these figurines goes in these boxes, and you know, it has the styrofoam and all in it. Well, y'all, I didn't have any place for these boxes. So about 20 or so years ago, y'all, Miss Kitty was kind enough. And I might say, and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, they were kind enough to let me store these in the attic of their garage. So I asked Miss Kitty on Sunday. He was having someone come over to help with around the house. I said, well, could you get him to maybe bring those Santa Claus boxes down? Because y'all got to get them all packed up for the big move. And y'all brought them down. Y'all, I can't believe it. But 20 or more years ago, when those boxes went up there into the attic, y'all, Big Fatty had wrapped them in plastic garbage bags, and y'all, I didn't remember that I had done that, and I was afraid these things were going to have been eaten up by the squirrels or something like that. Now, Big Fatty, how do you know Miss Kitty has squirrels in his attic? I don't, but anyway. But y'all, they were in the plastic bags, and y'all, they're in pristine condition. I absolutely cannot believe that I was smart enough 20 years ago to do that. But y'all, I'm tickled to death. Now, when I was taking my boxes out of the bags, the bags started coming to pieces. But anyway, that's it. Y'all, I was hoping to do a scratch off today, but it doesn't look like I'm gonna have time for that. Y'all, I'm gonna be packing up these Santa Clauses tonight while I'm watching the dancing. And y'all, I'm gonna go ahead and make a prediction. I'm gonna say that Red Foo, the one that looks like a clown, I'm gonna predict he's gonna be the first one thrown off. Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Weekly Rerun. That's Tristan and Chris and Gary and David y'all they do their little show. I think they record on Thursday nights. So if you're not listening to that, give it a listen. So anyway, and Tristan, you said you don't want me or Miss Beaver calling your little show. Well, of course, there's no way to call it yet because you know it's just no, Big Freddy. There's no way. But what do you think about Miss Bacon calling your little show?
No, she's not calling. I forbid it.
Oh, sorry, Miss Bacon. You just have to keep calling here.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.